Hello, this is Jim Pursley of Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church of Columbus, Indiana. I'm coming to you today from our Lawton Avenue Chapel in downtown Columbus. Would invite any of you that are in the Columbus area sometime to come and visit. If you have any questions, call area code 812-314-0830. We're continuing our Sovereignty of God series, and this week I think it's one of the most comforting messages that I could think of. It's a message that I believe we all need, every Christian needs, and people that are not in the faith, as they hear this gospel message, could believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And while we wait for that great salvation to appear in the person of Jesus Christ, when He calls us to Himself and glorifies us in His presence, we depend on Him as our help and our safety. So the sovereignty of God, our help and safety. And we're going to come from Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 19. I would encourage you to read that. This is a summary message, so it's the abbreviated version of what was preached on Sunday, April 29th. So I would turn your attention now to Psalm 18, verse 6. Here's what the Word of God says. In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to God for my help. Now, if we just pause there for a moment, it becomes an extremely effective pause. I cried to my God for help. Now, if it ended right there, we would all give David a pat on the back and say, good, good, David, call to God, that's faith. But I think the emphasis of the passage is on what occurred next. That God shook the heavens and the earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. And it goes on through verse by verse by verse, speaking about God coming to vindicate David, to help him. I think the shortest prayer in the Bible is the word help. Years ago, I heard someone teaching in Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 26, and they read it with their own interpretation, taking into account Psalm chapter 18. The verse says, there is no God like the God of Jeshurun who rides the heavens to help those who call for His aid. It's a great and appropriate verse, but Psalm 18 brings that alive. That's important for us to know that we are helped and we are safe in God's almighty power and His strength. His power, His strength is ours. And that like a reservoir, we by faith draw from its endless supply. God is endless in His supply of help. And second thing we know and we learn is that we are helped and are safe because His almighty power is engaged for us on our behalf. God works His strength and power for us. And because of that, by faith we should engage His power and strength for our good. It'd be like, I can't help but remember a story about a man in our town, a very wealthy man. Now, if you'd have watched this man driving around town, he drove an old vehicle, he wore old clothes, you'd have never known that he was wealthy. But I suppose, on occasion, he might tap into that wealth to pay a bill, but yet he lived like a man in poverty. And so many times Christians live like spiritual beggars in poverty, living for pennies, living for pittance, when all the while we could tap into the almighty strength and power of God for our help and for our safety. Because God works His strength and power for us, and we should engage His strength and power for our own good, for the good of those around us, by faith. Let me take just one moment to define what I mean by help and safety. Now, I believe we should think about the help of God in this sense. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 8, Paul expounds greatly on that which causes Christians much to tremble: death, trouble, hardship, trial, angels, demons, and so on. But he says, none of these can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, whether I live or die, I live or die in Christ Jesus. So the kind of help that I think is biblical and the help that our sovereign God speaks of is whether we live or die, we live or die unto Him, and we can live or die courageously by faith in a way that pleases Him and glorifies Him. When I think about safety, I don't mean that you're not ever going to have a car accident or some harm may come to you or a loved one, but I can say this, that tragedy or that trial will never be enough to separate you from the love of God. This, my friends, is what I believe the Scripture teaches us, is God's help and safety. Two weeks ago, we spoke about God's preservation and perseverance of His saints. And this message tag teams with that message. And if you need a review on that, go back to the message that was preached on the 15th of April, having to do with the preservation and perseverance of the saints. Well, let's take just a few minutes to unpack this thought. The first of all is that God's power is engaged for our help and safety. In other words, God's power works for us. That's good news. God's power works for us. That old saying, God helps those who help themselves, is misleading. God does reward faith. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, God rewards faith, those who look to Him and trust Him. But we have to know that God is always the initiator of deliverance. God is always the power behind the keeping of anyone who has been called by Him to believe, in particular, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And examples in the Old Testament about God delivering Israel out of Egypt. He led them out of Egypt, out of bondage and slavery. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31 speaks about God leading us out, God leading Israel out of Egypt, out of their bondage, with a strong arm, as a son would lead or carry his, as a father would carry his son. And God leads His people, His saints, today, people right now, all over the world, God leads us out of our spiritual Egypt. He continues to uphold us. He continues to keep us, not only through the deliverance from sin and sin's power, but He keeps us once He has delivered us from death unto life. When we have new birth, we're justified. That is deliverance from the wages of sin, and that is the deliverance from the power of sin. And one day we will be delivered from the presence of sin. And in the meantime, it is God who helps us and God who keeps us safe until the trials of this life, in particular the war between the flesh and the spirit, is ended. But through it all, we will see that God delivered us and carried us as a father carries his son in the strength of his strength. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 says that we are shielded by God's power through faith until the coming salvation. That means from first faith to last breath on this earth, we are kept. Do you remember in Luke chapter 15, verse 5? Just think of Luke 15. The parable of the good shepherd and the lost sheep. How he left the 99 sheep to find the one that was lost. And when he found it, as Jesus said, he joyfully puts that sheep on his shoulders and goes home. His occupation was with the lost sheep. Christ's occupation is for his lost sheep. And he goes and redeems his sheep. Some point in time, he redeemed his sheep on his death on the cross, his death, burial, resurrection. But at a point in time, through the work of the Holy Spirit, carrying out the will of the Father and the Son, he gathers his sheep on his shoulders until we are home. William Gurnall, in his great book, The Christian in Full Armor, pointed out the power of God is that shoulder on which Christ carries his sheep home, rejoicing all the way. Have you ever thought of the joy that Christ gets in helping and keeping his sheep safe? Certainly it does. Luke chapter 15, verse 5 tells us, as well as many other verses. Well, how does sovereign God engage his power for our help and safety? How? The only thing I can think of that is the most profound to me is, How? In love. It is according to His unfailing love that He keeps His people safe and helps His people, engaging His power on our behalf. Exodus 15:13 says, "In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling." Matthew 23:37, Jesus spoke of His love for Jerusalem as He cried out as Jerusalem rejected Him. Again and again He said, looking down upon Jerusalem, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, you who have killed the prophets, how I have longed to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks." It's that kind of a love that He has for us, like a hen gathers her chicks kind of love. Look at God's nature, His creation. We see this all over the place. If God's creatures are created from His mind, then we can learn something about the protective nature as He engages His power for our help and safety. Think of the fierce, protective mother bear as she guards one of her wayward cubs, or a lioness and her cubs. I think of little sparrows. I've seen this before, as they rally together to fend off a crow or a hawk that would love to snatch one of its young out of the nest. And I think this is the heart of Psalm chapter 18. It is God being aroused for the help and safety of His loved one. In this case, it was David in Psalm 18. "And He moved, and heaven shook. The earth trembled. The mountains quaked. He shot His arrows and scattered the enemies," verse 14 of Psalm 18. "Valleys of the seas exposed," and so on. God moving for the help and safety of His own. And He does this today through the working of the Holy Spirit and through the church. The church being the body of Christ. God comes to the aid of His people in the church. Now, some of you listening to this message have not made attending a church or being a part of a church body part of your daily life, part of your daily life, part of your weekly life, and part of your daily life to be part of a church body. You say, I can worship God just as much at home. Friends, the church is the body of Jesus Christ, the redeemed of the saints who attend that church, who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, are part of the body of Christ, the invisible church of the living God, present on earth. A mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless. It is our God who ministers grace through the Spirit and through the Word, and it lends aid through the church, ministries of mercy and relief, people who love and care for you to minister to you. It's all part of God working to help and keep His people safe. God loves His sheep, and He loves His loved ones. Think of it. The moment you whispered with your soul, "Save me," the heavens split, the earth shook, and He scooped you up safe in His bosom. The Lord would not fail you. I'm sure every mother who's listening to this is like my wife. Just when one of our little ones would whimper or stir at night, her ears were attuned to their cry or to their whimper or to their stirring. There's a certain cry or a certain whimper known only to a mother. And she'd drop everything, so to speak. She would ride the heavens to come to their aid. And this is what the scripture says God does to those who call for help. God loves the elect. He loves His people that He chose before the foundation of the world. And He engages His power for His chosen, for His glory. He is more concerned of His reputation and of His glory than anything else. And bound up in His glory and reputation is the call of the elect, according to His eternal decree. He hears your cries. Now, for the full message, I would encourage that you would attend Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church on Sunday mornings. But I'm going to wrap up now with some application. There's so much more to be said about this, but time doesn't permit us to do so. The thing that we have to remember, and we can't let it slip by us, is that God is for us. All His power is allied on our behalf. And as hard as we think we have it, as hard as we think we have it when trials and pain and sorrow comes into our life due to tragedies and hurts and job losses or whatever the case would be, relationship issues, sin issues, as hard as we think we have it, listen to what the scripture says in Proverbs 13:15. It says, the way of the sinner is hard. God helps his people oftentimes through discipline. He allows tragedies to occur or pain to occur in our lives for his glory. And I don't understand his eternal purpose, but I can assure you of this. He is an ever-present help. He will uphold you. He will keep you from falling. He will magnify his power and glory through the circumstance. He is a mighty God. For the saint of God, there may be hardship, and there will be hardship and trial. There will be suffering, but there is always help. And the same can't be said for the person who doesn't know God and doesn't care to know God. The one who suffers without hope in the living God. Our God is a mighty help. Some of you today have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're thinking, I need that help. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who not only can help you, but has died to save you. He's not just there to help you be born again. He gives new birth through the inner working of the Holy Spirit as he brings you from death to life, causing you to have faith to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Well, what shall we do? What should we do? What must we do to engage this power? By faith. Well, how must we do it? I think it's very simple. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 tells us that we should boldly approach the throne of grace. Boldly approach. So be bold is the very first thing that we should aim to do by faith. Boldly go to God. Run to him. Think of how beggars are willing to run to or walk up to perfect strangers and ask them for mere pennies. Pittance, so to speak. Just to get a handout. When the child of God can boldly approach the throne of grace, not just for pennies, but for God's perfect sovereign provision. So be relentlessly bold. Approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. We should have the utmost confidence in our God. The price that was paid for our salvation was the price of the life of his own dear son. And if he kept us, if he purchased us, he most certainly will keep us. What is your greatest struggle? You cry out to him and you say, Lord Jesus, if you don't help me, I won't be helped. But if you help me, I will be helped. If you strengthen me, I will be made strong. If you uphold me, I will stand. If you, and then negatively, if you do not give power for me to mortify, put to death this sin, I will be a slave to it. Oh, how we know. Oh, how we know. Confidence to approach the throne of grace with boldness is an act of faith. Boldly ask him today that which is your greatest need. He is going to respond. I encourage you to read Psalm chapter 18. Earth will tremble, the mountains will shake, the heavens will part. By faith, deliverance will come. I encourage you to read Psalm 18 for your own edification. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In the name of Jesus, amen.